time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hey out there, friend. How you doing today? The author Jim Heskett here, aka the Juggling Author. And if you're listening to this, you are a juggling author because obviously you're super busy. So I appreciate you spending your few minutes here a couple times a week to listen to me ramble on about my experience and my wisdom, maybe, in when it comes to authoring. So today I want to talk, I want to drop a little craft tip on you. And if you have read the book Save the Cat, or if you've just heard the phrase Save the Cat by screenwriter Blake Snyder, you may have heard that phrase before. But basically what Save the Cat is that you need to give your hero a moment where he or she does something heroic where to make the audience like your hero. And that's just basically, there's a lot more to it than that, but that's essentially the gist of Save the Cat. And I want to offer the other side of that, that in addition to having your hero do something that your audience, that your readers will like, you need to have your villain do something that will make your reader detest that villain. And I call this the kick the puppy moment. Now, I think if I remember properly, in On Writing, Stephen King was talking about in The Dead Zone how he made one of his villains despicable by having him do something, having him shoot a dog or kick a dog or something. I think I read Dead Zone many years ago, and it's been a while since I read On Writing. So this kick the puppy concept, I may be slightly stealing that from Stephen King, but I'm not going to try to trademark it or anything like that. But I'm calling it the kick the puppy moment because you need to have your villain do something that's entirely despicable, or to do something that at least establishes how villainous your villain is. And I'll talk more in a future episode about how to make your villain relatable, because, you know, real quick, I'll just say that even as villainous as your villain is, your villain still has to be somewhat relatable, or else you run the risk of your villain becoming one note or melodramatic, because, you know, villains have needs and wants and desires too. So let's talk about this kick the puppy moment. A few years ago, I wrote a book that was called Prison Runner. This is book 6 in the Micah Reed series. And I knew in this book that I was going to have the part of this book takes place with Micah being in prison. And I knew I wanted to have Micah have a prison antagonist, a bad guy who was going to be in prison that Micah would face off with. So I wrote the first draft of this book, and after I finished that first draft, as I was reading through it, I just didn't see how bad this villain was on the page. I knew in my head that this villain was a terrible guy, that he had done, you know, like he was a mob guy, he'd killed people, he'd kidnapped kids, he'd done bad things before. And I had mentioned these things in the book, but nowhere actually described in the narrative of the text did you really see this bad guy do anything so terrible. And so it made me wonder, are audiences really going to find this guy all that despicable if he never really does anything terrible in the book until like the very end? Maybe they might relate to him too much, because that's something you have to worry about with your villains, making them too relatable. If you make them too relatable, then you might end up in a situation where your audience relates more to the villain than they do to your hero. You know, like the Black Panther movie is a good example. A lot of people related to the villain a lot more than they did to the heroes in that movie. So what I did when I wrote the second draft of Prison Runner is I inserted a scene near the beginning, and that's important. It was important that the scene be near the beginning of the book so that the reader would come right away to despise this guy. And so they're in prison. It's from the point of view of my main character, Micah, and he's sitting, it's like movie night in prison, right? So they're in the gymnasium, there's a TV at one end, there's rows of chairs, and everybody has their own little headphones, right? You can picture that, right? You've probably seen that in TV shows. So Mike is sitting in the back, and then this mafioso guy comes in the front, and Micah's inner monologue is like, oh, there's that guy that everyone was telling me about. He did this and that. He doesn't look so tough to me, though. But then this guy, he takes somebody else's seat in the movie theater. Not the theater, in the gymnasium. And he does it in a very brutal and violent manner, where he walks right up to the guy and he's like, get up, I want your seat. And the guy says no. And then so this antagonist, this mafioso guy, picks the guy up out of his chair and brutally breaks his arm in many places. And so, and then Micah witnesses all this and he's like, oh, dude, that guy's terrible. And the reader gets to see, oh, wow, that guy's terrible. He was just totally ruthless on that guy for no good reason. Of course, in the villain's head, he had a reason for why he was doing it. You know, he wanted the seat, and he also wanted to, he was new on the cell block, so he also wanted to establish his dominance. But when Mike is watching, he's just like, oh my God, this guy's terrible. How could he do such a thing? And this is that villain's kick the puppy moment. He does something so heinous that it not only establishes the stakes for Micah as Micah goes up against this guy, then the reader's always constantly thinking, but this guy's so brutal, Micah's in over his head. But we also then see, we give the reader a reason to be afraid of this antagonist. We give the reader a reason to be wary of this villain and to despise this villain. That's the kick the puppy moment. And it's very important that if you're writing a traditional good guy, bad guy story, you know, if you're writing something like romance, where maybe the antagonist is one of the two romantic partners, you know, the guy's a jerk in the beginning and then he eventually falls in love. You probably don't want to have him kick a puppy in the beginning, because then your audience might not be able to get over that. Your reader might not be able to get over seeing him kick a puppy enough to relate to him later on. So definitely, if you're going to have your villain get redeemed, you need to be careful of how much you have him kick that puppy, because it's hard to come back from that. But once your villain does something truly despicable, you can count on your reader being on board, as long as it's still realistic. You know, there was a reason why the mafioso broke that guy's arm in the movie theater. It wasn't just random. It didn't just happen solely for the purpose of putting in something shocking. There was a reason for it. And so that's all I think I need to say about it. So in addition to having your hero have the save the cat moment, your villain needs to have the kick the puppy moment. I want to thank everyone for listening, and I hope that you out there have a wonderful day. And, you know, get out and enjoy this wonderful weather. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.